All right, welcome back into the College Station Cougar pregame show. We're here now with Coach Huff, and as I walked in here, I looked up at your offensive board as far as what y'all's goals are each week, and I don't know if I've ever seen anything close to the number of helmets you put down that line about the offensive performance y'all had last week against PNG and how special that really was.
Yeah, it was, and I think a lot of it had to do with the offensive line play that day. But the offensive line, has continually showed improvement throughout the year, and I thought the other day that they played more as a unit than probably they have all year, and it helped a bunch. And when you get your running game going, it's pretty good, pretty nice situation. And fortunately, the other day that's what happened for us.
Have you ever been involved in a game you have two 200-yard rushers and a 100-yard rusher thrown in on top of it?
Never. I've not even had two 200-yard rushes in a game before, not alone to have a third one in there for have 100. But, again, I give a lot of credit to the offensive line the other day for getting in there and staying after it. And it was one of those games where you had to keep pressing because they're so good. Their quarterback's so dynamic that you just have to keep pressing on offense. And fortunately, we're able to do that.
Before we get to that defense, how long did it take for you to know that your offense was going to have that kind of day, the kind of push they were getting and the way your play calls really seemed to be efficient in working for you?
Yeah, the little concern after the first series, we start moving the ball and then we end up punting. But I didn't lack confidence in our ability to move the ball, but never, I think, with the complete consistency that we did. That's going in that game, that would have never been anything I'd imagine. But, again, the kids did a good job of keep pressing. They had to keep pressing on because, you can't sit on a lead. It's the same team that was down 30-14 to Port Arthur Memorial earlier this year and came back and beat them in the second half. So, knowing that and the kids knew that they were going to have to keep pushing on and keep a foot on the gas pedal. And I thought up front we did a good job of that.
Defensively, it looked like y'all had a good game plan as far as limiting Johnson from making the big play with his legs. You'd seen that the year before. It seemed like you did a great job using the boundary, both to the home side and the visitor side, in your game plan to make sure that you weren't going to have him break containment and have one of those huge runs. It really seemed to jumpstart their offense.
I think when you defend a young man like him, it's kind of like the nets they put underneath the bridge when they're painting them. You have to have an area there where you're going to have to catch him at some point. It's not going to be always the most pretty of things, but you have to have an idea of you're not going to stop him. But not letting the big ones happen, having a plan there. And defense did a great job of kind of keeping that, although he gets out and makes some big plays. And, he's very very frustrating at times. Those drives were not quick drives, and I think that's one of the things that's very big.
Stayed away from the penalties for the most part last week, too. And it seems like your efficiency as far as, staying away from those penalties really from the second half of the A&M Consolidated game to right now, you've been so good at that. And that's a huge part when you get to playoff football.
It is, and I think, we talk about field position stuff a lot, but at the same time as not having, just silly penalties. And as the season's gone along, I think we've gotten away from some of that. We still had some silly ones down the stretch, didn't think that we would have. But at the same time, it's something we emphasize, talk to the kids about all the time and work on is not being, not putting yourself, don't beat yourself in those situations. And hopefully that trend will continue.
I know that because of injury, you had to go back to Guerrero kicking off, and he had such a great day. Not very many days you're going to kick that many extra points, but then you have to kick off right after that. I thought that he had a really great day with his ability on where he placed the ball and also being able to drive the ball. And that played huge after, having a change there in midseason as far as kickoffs, for him to go back and really give you something, a weapon there.
Yes, and he's continued to work on that throughout. Harrison has a little bit, as far as the deep kick, has a little bit stronger leg. One thing Allen does a great job of is placing the ball. He's more of a, we can tell him where, Coach Evers can tell him where he wants the ball to go, and he'll come within a pretty close range of putting it there. And that's one thing that he does that offers on that kickoff team. So, having him come in and do that the other day and serving that was good for him. But at the same time, he also hit some balls the other day really well. So he took advantage of that opportunity on Saturday.
I know that Brandon Williams is a guy that wasn't just injury that really affects your kickoffs, but punt as well. And it was hard to remember. I thought that y'all scored on every drive until, like, deep in the fourth corner, I looked back up and you had one punt. But it seemed like that he's done a good job with that. And it's a guy that was kind of ticketed for that role before the injury in the preseason really changed what he was going to do on your special teams.
Yes, I mean, he's a very strong leg. We knew that about Brandon going into the year. And Allen had been working extremely hard also on the punting aspect. And then, Brandon dinged his ankle early in the year, and it made it hard because it was his kicking ankle. So it made him – he was wearing a brace for quite a while. And then as that, came along, he was able to get back out of that and get back to where he could flex his foot again and start punting. So, last 3-4 weeks here, he's really gotten a lot better.
I know it's easier to put away a win as far as turning the page – to, especially in the playoffs, than a loss in a game you want to learn from. How long did it take for this team to get refocused after that game last week?
Not really. I don't think much, because it's something we really work on, and I'm really appreciative of the kids. We won the other day. They were happy, and they weren't jumping all over the field. And you could tell there's an idea, and there's a thought process of what they want to do, and it's move on and play. And so with the way the weeks have worked out, we played Saturdays, now this will be 4 in a row, I think. There's a little bit of a different routine for them, and so we bring them in on Monday now, and basically we do a yoga and a little bit of run, and then we bring them back in and watch the video after school, and pretty much at that point flush it and move on, and so it still gives them a day to kind of enjoy the win. I tell them, enjoy the win. It's hard to win. That's one thing that I talk to the kids all the time. Never take winning for granted, because it's not easy to do. They put in a lot of work to win ball games. So when you win one, it's okay to enjoy it, but then know when the mark is, when we have to turn around and go. And so, we turn that page pretty quickly and move on to next week.
All right, Coach, kind of a repeat of last week as far as seeing the team that you played in the same spot last year. I know there was a lot of focus on PNG about, we got to get College Station again. I don't know if that's a great way to motivate as far as a revenge thing. I really would be surprised if Fort Bend Marshall had the same kind of aspect about that. They want to win to advance, and I don't think that revenge or in that would be much in their minds, but it's still a team that you do have familiarity with after playing them last year.
Yes, there's no doubt, and it's offensively, I think they bring back 9 kids, so there's a real familiarity there. But you look at what they do and the rate they've done it at, and the teams they've done it against. You take all that into account. You're looking at a very good football team again, and our kids are very well aware of that. They see them in track, know the type of speed they possess, and then when you sit down and look at them on video, it's the tape doesn't lie, the video doesn't lie. So, a very, very well-coached football team, and also a very extremely fast football team.
I know that one of the things about the two quarterbacks that you've seen in Georgetown and then last week at PNG, that also leads into what you're going to see with Jabari James, number 18 for them. And as far as his efficiency, this is a college guy that has opportunities to continue to play football. And he's done a really good job this year. And obviously a dual threat guy that can hurt you on the run as well, like you've seen the last couple weeks.
Absolutely, and that one thing that they're real efficient about is the deep ball. They do a good job throwing the ball deep. They're going to pick their times and places, but their running game is so effective that I think they've been able to push the ball down the field, and they have the speed that where you can push it down the field and put it up there and let them run underneath it, which is definitely a big plus when you can just lay the ball out there. And I'm not saying, when I say lay the ball out there, not just like throwing it up for grabs, but to be able to lay it out there in there and let somebody go get it. And so that's where they're really dangerous. Obviously their ground game is very good, but when you turn around and do that and put the ball up like that and let guys on the outside go get it, you've got definitely a dual threat.
Athletically, their defensive front, it would be surprising if you had the kind of efficiency in the offensive line that you had last week, but you've got to strive for that because they really do a good job with some penetration and some athletes in their force unit.
One of the young men that are back in there this year is only a junior. He started as a sophomore last year, but they have Again, they'll rotate a bunch of kids in. They'll rotate about, in that front six kids, they'll rotate in probably about 12 kids. Keep them fresh, keep them rolling. And then, again, the speed to lock things down in the secondary. A lot of man coverage and try to take you out of things you do and put as much pressure in the box as possible. So, again, it's, you know, big assignment football for us, getting a body on a body and getting some movement. And like you said, you know, you've got to find ways to move the ball against them. You're not just going to line up and just consistently do one thing. I look at it a lot like last year. You know, last year, we had to do a lot of things in that game to move the ball and find ways to move the ball against them. And the kids just kept poking and getting after it. So I expect the same this year.
It looked last week like Marquez Perez did a great job of passing when the numbers said he needed to pass, when they finally said, hey, we got to do something against the run. And that downfield passing game certainly has been an important factor for your offense, really, as this second half of the season has gone along.
Yeah, and it's, again, like you said, it's about numbers. And then if you get your running game going, the ability to throw play action, if your running game's not going anywhere, then play action is pretty much null and void. So I think that's a big part of it, get your running game going to be able to take those shots down the field. And on those, Harrison Wellman and Jalen Campbell have done a great job of going up and finding those balls and getting a hold of them. But again, I think what it comes down to is the consistency with our five guys up front. You know, if they can get some movement and find ways and stay after people and stay on blocks, then that helps a ton in the passing game.
Unfortunately, we saw a couple injuries, especially at the corner position, and that's something you're going to have to deal with. Taylor had been so good. He had really, I think since the second half of Temple, been as good a cover corner as you might have had here. And then Quandre, he finally gets healthy, and then he goes down by injury. Any kind of update on them and what you've got to do if they're going to be unavailable against the speed and athleticism that Fort Bend Marshall has?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I talked to all the kids the other day about that. You know, Quandre's not going to be able to be with us this week. His injury is a little bit more substantial last week. At the same time, you know, he's battled all year. He's battled a shoulder all year, and he's been a extremely tough player for us this year. And Tony's in the same boat. Tony Taylor has battled a shoulder all year also and been battling. So we'll know a little bit more on Tony right up to game time, whether he's going to be able to go or not, but definitely be without Quandre for this game. But at the same time, we have some guys that have played some defense in the past that are playing offense for us right now that we'll probably see some more of those guys trickle over the defensive side of the ball this week. Because you look at it right now, it's not a 10-game season you're looking at anymore. It's the most it could be is a 3-game season. So we just have to find ways to get our guys that can make plays for us and get them on the field. And so that's what we've been working on this week.
I've called games at Waller ISD. It's a great venue. This is obviously a chance to you know, really, you know, have a fast track. And the way the weather's been this week, and that it's going to just be a cold day but no rain, obviously it's going to give a chance for the athletes to get out there and make the plays. And you're really not going to have it go one way or other because of the field conditions.
And I think that's you're right. That is a plus for both of us, both teams. But you know, you know this time of the year, there's no telling when you take a chance. You're playing outside and whatever it might be. But the weather's been pretty rough through the week. At the same time, we've been very fortunate all week. I mean, all year had very little weather. Remember the Waco week? It was cold. It's cold at the Waco game, but besides that, we've had so little to complain about. So a little cool weather and rain this week has been fine. And get to the game and hopefully the wind's down and it's definitely a cooler day. But that'll be fine because it's been hot the last two Saturdays.
All right, Coach, good luck, and hoping for a Cougar win this week.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, that's Coach Steve Huff. As we come back, get you ready for kickoff here with College Station Cougar football taking on Fort Bend Marshall today in the Class 5A playoffs. This is Cougar football on 102.7 The Zone FM.